afternoon, and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, and Air Chair 1 on South Prospect Street, ready to go for another show. 4:17, 17 minutes past 4 o'clock on this January the 5th, and we are sitting right now outside our studios, 36 degrees here in Marion, Ohio, breezy and cold, 36 degrees, and you just heard Adam tell you on the weather, it's going to be getting colder than that, so time to get out that winter gear if you don't already have it out. I pulled out the winter coat to come in today. Earlier today, it was up in the 40s, at least in Waldo. That's what my app told me on my phone. And I went over to my dad's for lunch today and wore my lighter coat. But coming to the station today, I stepped out and thought, I'm going to get my winter coat. So I was all bundled up coming into the station. So it's going to get cold. Typical January weather, I guess you'd say. Well, glad to have you tuned in, and thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Glad to have them in the new year. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That number once again is 740-361-3445. Thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. We appreciate it. Well, this hour we have a lot of fun for you right here, and we're going to give away a Tim Hortons gift card today. Perfect so you can get out and get some coffee to warm you up on these cold days. So a Tim Hortons gift card, $5 to Tim Hortons is what we're giving away today, and all you need to do for a chance to win is just call me and answer one of my trivia questions that I'll be asking. And then at 4:55 this afternoon, we'll draw a winner. And if you're the winner, I will send this gift card in the mail right to your door. And you can get out to Tim Hortons and enjoy yourself a cup of coffee or some Timbits or whatever you like on that Tim Hortons menu. Well, the wife and I and my brother tagged along this week. We went down to Delaware, downtown Delaware, and we tried a restaurant that we've never been to before, but been past a lot of times. We went to the Son of Thurman, and I got myself one of their big 1/3 pound hamburgers, and boy, that thing was a monster. Got bacon on mine, cheese, and oh, it was loaded up with lettuce and tomatoes, and it was good. And mine came with onion straws, which I was a little disappointed in the onion straws, to be honest with you. I would have rather had French fries, but I did not ask what the sides were. It was kind of interesting. I got onion straws for my side. My wife got fries, and my brother got, did he get tater tots? I forget. He got something else on his. I would have rather had the French fries, but next time I'll know to ask. But anyways, the sandwich was great. Hard to eat, though, because it was so big. It was almost too big, which is something for me to say, because I, you know, you usually can't get too big for me. But anyways, you know, it was our Weight Watchers cheat day. On Saturdays, we always cheat a little bit and go to a restaurant and get what we want off the menu. But anyhow, if you've never been to Son of Thurman in downtown Delaware, I encourage you to check it out. It was interesting. It was pouring down rain that day, if you remember. Well, we were going to go to a restaurant called Restoration. My brother likes going there. And we thought, well, we'll go there. So we checked. It was on New Year's Day, of course. We checked the website. It said it was open. And we found a parking spot right in front of Restoration. It was like, great, since this is pouring down rain, this is fantastic. Well, we went up to the door. They were closed. So we actually went across the street and tried to go to the Hamburger Inn. Well, they were packed, no room whatsoever. So then we went back across the street to Son of Thurman and found a nice booth there. And the service was great. They treated us really nice, and the price was under $40, which for two of us, we like to be under $40 when we go to a restaurant. And so no complaints there. But Son of Thurman, downtown Delaware, if you'd like a big old burger, check it out. Now, my wife got the BLT. She said it was the best BLT she has ever had. So, and she's picky. Amber's picky. So if you want a good BLT or a burger, check out Son of Thurman, downtown Delaware. That was our excursion this week. Okay, well, we best get to the phone. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Everybody's welcome to call and just answer one of my trivia questions. We'll put you in the drawing for a Tim Hortons gift card. Here we go. Here's question number one. Which play features two star-crossed lovers? Which play features two star-crossed lovers? Which magical land behind a wardrobe was created by C.S. Lewis? If you've listened to the program any time, you know that C.S. Lewis questions tend to pop up a lot on this program. Comes out of the trivia books that we have. They like C.S. Lewis questions, so it pops up. Which magical land behind a wardrobe was created by C.S. Lewis? Who painted the Mona Lisa? Who painted the Mona Lisa? What does Edmund eat when he first meets the White Witch? This is another Narnia question. What does Edmund eat when he first meets the White Witch in the Narnia series, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe? In The Jungle Book, who is the man cub's best friend? Mowgli, I believe that's his name, Mowgli, Mowgli. In The Jungle Book, who is the man cub's best friend? All right, somebody might know the answer. Let's go to the phone, find out who's there. Hi, we're on the air.
What, Turkish Delight?
Yes, Turkish Delight is what Edmund ate when he first met the White Witch. Have you ever read the Narnia series before?
No, I haven't.
Now, it's a pretty good series. Now, it's a little far out there. You know, they've got magic and stuff in there, but it's good for kids. My dad read us all of them when we were growing up.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's pretty good. Well, how are you doing today?
Oh, not doing too bad.
Your house staying nice and warm?
Oh, yeah, we're keeping it pretty warm.
Yeah. are you ready for this? Now, Southeast...
Going in a little heater.
Okay, all right. Oh, my line just disconnected. I lost Mr. David there, but that's who called. If you want to call back, you can. Let's see if this is Mr. David calling back. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, how are you, Ernie?
Doing pretty good.
Good. Staying warm?
Trying to keep warm. Yep,
in this January weather.
Yeah, it's pretty typical today, I guess, you know, except little extra wind.
Yeah, a little extra wind out there. I think they had issued a wind warning sometime.
I don't think it's quite as bad. They were saying maybe gust up to 50. I don't think we've gotten anything close to that. At least in a town, I couldn't tell.
Yeah, so far I've just lost a few small branches at home, nothing big.
Yeah.
So that was good. I was glad of that.
I usually hear some of my, underneath the soffit and stuff out in my shop will start rattling if the wind gets too high. I can tell when it gets too great. So I haven't heard it rattle yet.
Okay.
Not too bad.
Yeah, that's a good way for you to tell. It'll alert you.
Yep. Well, I think it's Leonardo da Vinci painted the Mona Lisa, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
I know, so sure that's about the only answer I knew of all those questions.
Well,
I better ask it.
We've got another page here, and they might get a little easier as we go along here. Got some different questions out of the book today, so we'll see how it goes. But anyhow, we could warm you up with a coffee today from Tim Hortons.
Sounds
so
good. Yeah. And I like their tin bits.
Oh, those are good.
They are.
Do you have a certain one you like?
No, just any of them.
Just the assorted, Yeah. I go out there and get the assorted kind. You never know which ones you're going to get.
That's usually the best.
Oh, yeah. Tastes good with a cup of coffee or hot chocolate or whatever you like, you know. Yeah,
I bet they sell more of those than anything.
Oh, I bet they do too. Yeah, those are nothing really close to that in town that people really sell. Those are unique to their self, you know it?
They are, yeah.
Yeah, pretty good stuff.
All righty. I'll good listening to you.
Hey, I appreciate the call. It's always good talking to you, and Happy New Year. Good to have you in the new year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Thanks.
All right. We'll good to talk to you. Yeah, we'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
All right, David and Ernie kicking things off for us on a Wednesday afternoon drive time here at 4:27, 27 minutes past 4 o'clock. Glad to have you tuned in on this January the 5th, a cold day. And hopefully going to warm your heart with some trivia questions, and we will warm yourself with a cup of coffee or hot chocolate from Tim Hortons, because that's the gift card we are giving away today. And if you are the winner, we will send it in the mail right to your door. We'll get it to you. We are past the Christmas rush, so it should get to you pretty quick, and so you can get warmed up with something from Tim Hortons. Okay, of what was Marconi a pioneer? What did he invent? What is he known for? Marconi, what is he known for? All plants can make sugar. What is the main energy source from this? All plants can make sugar. What is the main energy source for this? What did Daniel Gabriel Fahrenheit invent? What did Daniel Gabriel Fahrenheit invent? Who created a code using dots and dashes? Who created a code using dots and dashes? 740-383-9944. Everybody's welcome. My lines are wide open. Which is the smallest planet in our solar system? Which is the smallest planet in our solar system? I always thought it was Pluto, but that's not the answer that I have before me here on this piece of paper on page 2. Which is the smallest planet in our solar system? Let's find out who's on the line. Hi, we're on the air.
How you doing, Eddie?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm here. It's my head. How was your New Year's?
My New Year was good. It was a nice, quiet New Year. The wife and I watched a movie and celebrated the New Year pretty quietly.
Yep.
Yes, well, sir.
We got family over, and we just a little bit and watched this pack around.
Okay. All right. Did you watch the ball drop?
Yep. Sure did.
Yep, we did too.
Yeah. Okay, on your Dawson Dashes, was that Samuel Morse?
Samuel Morse, that's a correct answer, yes, sir.
All right.
That's who it was.
You have a good one, and be careful.
All right, appreciate it, Bob, and you take care of yourself now, all right?
I'm trying to.
Okay.
All right.
Stay well. Okay.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Bye. Alrighty, here we go. We've got David, Ernie, and Bob in our drawing so far, right at 4:30. 30 minutes left of me right here as we roll along on a Wednesday afternoon here on your favorite radio station, WWGH 107.1 on the FM dial. Hi, we're on the air.
Was that Mercury?
Yes, mercury is what the mercury thermometer. Oh, mercury. No, that was my other question. Mercury is the smallest planet in the solar system. How are you today?
Oh, not too bad.
You staying nice and warm?
Yeah.
No, that's good. That's good. An important thing to do on this day today. Got your heater next to you, probably.
Oh, not real next to me. But.
Oh, okay. All right. good enough to keep you warm anyways, right?
Yeah.
ready to go for this colder weather coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. All right, Miss April. Well, it's good to hear from you. And you take care, and you have a good evening now, all right?
All right.
Hey,
too.
Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. All righty. if you were listening closely, almost gave the answer there to one of my questions there. So that, so you can get that one maybe. All right. Hey, appreciate you listening. You can check out my website anytime when you want to. It's radionate.webs.com. That webs is WEBS, not WEBZ, WEBS, radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com, your online companion to your favorite talk, offbeat news, and trivia. Find recipes, trivia, offbeat news, pictures, and much more. That's all at our home on the web, radionate.webs.com. And of course, we're streaming online at the radio station website too, wwgh1071.com. Just scroll down and look for the Listen Live button, and everybody's programs are archived on there, so you can listen to everybody. So just check the archives out. Hi, we're on the air.
Samuel Morris.
Yes, that's correct. How are you today?
I'm fine.
Good, good. Is this Judy C?
Right.
All right, Judy C. Good to hear from you, and Happy New Year to you.
Thanks, same to you.
All right. Hey, you take care now, all right?
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Very good. You're next on the phone, right here at your favorite radio station, 740-383-9944, covering Marion County and the Marion County area, right here at 107.1 on the FM dial, and anywhere in the world at WWGH1071.com. Hey, I've got some interesting things to tell you straight ahead here, and during your drive time as we roll along here from the 4 to 5 hour, and things you never knew you could put in your dishwasher. Things you never knew you could put in your dishwasher. Feel free to call me anytime. We'll pick up the phone and put you right on the air. Baseball caps, action figures, and other small toys. While washing machines bend baseball caps out of shape, dishwashers keep them true to form. Make sure you don't wash with food or it'll get trapped inside the lining. Action figures and other small toys can be put in dishwashers as long as they are secured to the top row in mesh bags. Also, rain boots, tools, ceramic cabinet knobs. As long as you remove the liner and place them horizontally, rain boots are dishwasher approved. Unfortunately, you're going to have to leave your Crocs out of this one. Whether they have plastic or metal handles, as long as you dry them off to prevent rusting, also tools can be safely cleaned in dishwashers. Ceramic knobs are best washed in the silverware basket, so prepare yourself to commit to the process of removing, cleaning, and replacing for a complete rinsing. Things you never knew you could put in the dishwasher. Now, the wife and I don't have a dishwasher. Yes, we do. It's me. I'm the dishwasher. But anyhow, my mom has a dishwasher, and she hasn't had one for too many years, but she just loves it. So if you have a dishwasher, I'm sure you probably love it, and it does good work for you. Okay, here's some offbeat fun facts for you. Johnny Cash took only 3 voice lessons before his teacher advised him to stop taking lessons and to never deviate from his natural voice. There is an island called Just Enough Room, where there's just enough room for one tree and one house. People who post their fitness routine on Facebook are more likely to have psychological problems. Well, I like to put what I'm doing so far as staying healthy, so maybe I do. There is a company that sells mirrors that make people look 10 pounds thinner. Overall, these mirrors have contributed to 54% of total sales for retailers that use it. And there is an underwater version of rugby. Unsurprisingly, can you know what it's called? They call it underwater rugby. How original is that? Your offbeat news for you here. No, your offbeat fun facts for you. Your offbeat news is straight ahead as we have fun together here on Offbeat News and Trivia. Nate Redmond here in the ever so comfortable air chair one. We'll come back to more trivia in just one moment. We're giving away a Tim Hortons gift card today. 740-383-9944 is our number. All you need to do for a chance to win this, just call me, answer a trivia question, and I will put you in the drawing for a chance to win at 4:55 this afternoon. If you're the winner, I will send the gift card in the mail right to your door. Now, the offbeat news stack. A pair of Minnesota brothers broke their own Guinness World Record when they completed more than 6,000 flying disc catches in a row. Ben and Mac Bizdok, who originally set the record in October 2020 by throwing the disc back and forth 2,944 times, attempted to break their own record on New Year's Eve at Cathedral High School in St. Cloud. The men completed 6,300 catches in their latest attempt, and evidence has been submitted to Guinness to have the record updated. The men, both former members of the St. Cloud State University Ultimate Frisbee team, said they wanted to draw attention to the sport and support their former team. Also in the news, a group of Louisiana men went into action when one of them found an 8-foot alligator lurking underneath a car parked in his driveway. A video of the Sunday encounter in Slidell showed the men and two friends using a catch pole to drag the gator out from underneath a vehicle parked in the homeowner's driveway. The homeowner then sits on the back of the estimated 8-foot alligator and tapes its mouth shut. The men said no one was injured during the capture. A Florida man made headlines in September when he spotted an alligator lurking in his own driveway and decided to attempt his own capture. Eugene Bozzi, who uses the alias Abdu Gene Medic online, posted a video showing him using his trash bin to capture the alligator outside of his family's Mount Dora home. And finally this, a young man in India broke a Guinness World Record when he balanced a soccer ball on his knee for 6 minutes and 16.98 seconds. Hassan Askari, who attended Integral University in Lucknow, said long periods of time existed between deciding to take on the record and his successful attempt. Quote, I decided 2 years of my life to achieve this feat. I was browsing the internet one day and found a world record, which I wanted to break. After days and months of consistent practice, I filled the application out, got approval, and registered in the Guinness Book of World Records, Askari told the Hindustan Times. He said his teachers at Lucknow's CMS campus, from which he graduated in 2020, encouraged his effort. Seeing my interest in sports, my teachers always encouraged me. It's because of their support and guidance that I've been able to set a world record, he said. Askari said he received a certificate in the mail naming him as the official Guinness World Record holder for longest time to balance a soccer ball on the knee. There's your offbeat news from our offbeat news stack right there, too. Kick off the offbeat program. 4:40 is the time. On drive time on this January the 5th, yes, indeed, the first show of January for me, and it's good to be with you. Hey, we're giving away a Tim Hortons gift card, and all you need to do for a chance to win is just call me, answer one of my trivia questions, and here's the trivia questions that we're going for. What play features two star-crossed lovers? Which play features two star-crossed lovers? Which magical land behind a wardrobe was created by C.S. Lewis? Which magical land behind a wardrobe was created by C.S. Lewis? In The Jungle Book, who is the man cub's best friend? In The Jungle Book, who is the man cub's best friend? Of what was Marconi a pioneer? What did he invent? What was Marconi's invention? All plants can make sugar. What is the main energy source for this? All plants can make sugar. What is the main energy source for this? What did Daniel Gabriel Fahrenheit invent? What did Daniel Gabriel Fahrenheit invent? All right, we're going to go to page 3 and give you some more here. Some farm machinery uses pressurized oil to provide a force for lifting. What is this system called? Any farmers out there? Some farm machinery uses pressurized oil to provide a force for lifting. What is this system called? What substance in leaves makes them green? What substance in leaves makes them green? 740-383-9944. In dry weather, farmers use artificial methods to water the fields. What is this technique called? In dry weather, farmers use artificial methods to water the fields. What is this technique called? And my last trivia question that I have for today is, what is the main component of the cardiovascular system? What is the main component of the cardiovascular system? Kind of different questions today to kick off the new year. They just happen to be in line next in my trivia book. 740-383-9944. If you know, you can join David and Ernie and Bob and April and Judy. And you can join those folks in the drawing and get in for a Tim Hortons gift card, which we'll give away coming up here at 4:55 this afternoon. If you'd like to send me an email, I would love to hear from you. My email address is radionateosu@gmail.com. That's radionateosu@gmail.com. Hi, we're on the air.
What about there, Nate?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm hanging in there.
Good deal. Glad to hear it. How was your new year?
That was good. We kind of stayed in and left all the racket around.
Yeah. We had both of our phones up. We were watching the ball drop in New York, and we were actually watching the ball drop here in Marion too. Yeah, they were broadcasting it online.
So they went ahead and done that.
Yeah, they went ahead and did it down at Founders Park, I guess.
Yeah, and we didn't know if they continued or not.
Yeah, we found a link and clicked on that and watched the ball drop and. Couldn't really see it real well online, but you kind of got the gist of what was going on. And
yeah.
So we watched that on one phone and New York City on the other phone.
I wonder if they'd done the wall light drop.
You know what? I don't know. I didn't see that in the news. I don't know if they did.
I don't know if they do that anymore.
That's a real good question. They sure did that for years and years, didn't they?
Yeah. They usually have you know, they have tents and things for sale and stuff like that. It's usually interesting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I imagine. Different places do different things that are kind of neat, different drops and different things.
Yeah.
And which is kind of neat to do it New Year's.
Yeah, I know they usually have us on there where they tell about, but I hadn't heard anything either.
Yeah, I didn't see that in any of the news reports when I was checking to prepare for the program. Didn't see the walleye drop this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what city that was up in, was that Sandusky?
Port Clinton.
Port Clinton. Yeah, Port Clinton. Okay.
Yeah
that they did that every year. You been up there to see that then?
I've been up there. It's been years ago.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
Like I say, they used to have like tents and plates set up, and they sold like little gadgets and trinkets to put your mind of a little flea market.
Oh, right.
They used to have it set up in there to the day, and then you had the nights, and they all gathered around and stuff up there. I mean, it's always packed.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like a lot of fun. That's right up my alley. I love shopping around at different places like that. That's a lot of fun doing that.
Well, I haven't for a while, because we used to have a cabin up there, and then we sold it, and then I wish I'd have kept it now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right.
Yeah, but anyhow, I think you're looking for hydraulic system.
Right, looking for hydraulic system. That's what I'm looking for. Yes, indeed. Yep, that's the one I was looking for. I didn't think I was going to get that one. That's a good job, Ralph.
Yeah, I know the other ones, too, but I just picked one of them and just sat back on this to the rest.
There you go.
Somebody else a chance.
Yeah, all right.
All righty, we'll get back in case somebody's trying to get in there and maybe, you know, get them questions answered.
All right, Ralph. Hey, it's always good talking to you, and Happy New Year. And you have a good evening now, all right?
Yeah, you too. Happy New Year to you, and be safe going home.
All right, sure will.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right. Good to talk to everybody today here. And let me cross that hydraulics off. That was on my page 3. So I got page 1 on page 3 answer there. Very good. Here we go. Here's somebody else calling in. Hi, we're on the air.
Are you looking for the heart?
I am looking for... Yes, I'm looking for the heart or blood. Yes, indeed. Very good. I will mark that one off that you got that one for me.
All right, thanks.
Hey, thanks a lot, Judy.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. There we go. That was another one off my page 3. Very good. 448. And let's see if the degrees have dropped any since we've been on the air. We started at 36 degrees here at 417 when we went on the air. And let's see here. We're spinning. Let's see. Yes, we have. It is dropping 34 degrees. We've dropped 2 degrees since we've kicked off the program just about a half an hour ago. And unfortunately, that temperature is going to continue to drop here in Marion, Ohio and across the area. Well, it is January the 5th, and time to find out what happened on this day in history. Here we go. 1781, Richmond, Virginia was burned by a British naval expedition led by Benedict Arnold. 1885, the Long Island Railroad Company became the first to offer piggyback rail service, which was the transportation of farm wagons on trains. 1896, it was reported by the Austrian newspaper that Wilhelm Röntgen had discovered the type of radiation that became known as X-rays. 1900, in Ireland, nationalist leader John Edward Redmond, spelled just like my name with a D, called for a revolt against British rule. 1903, on this date, the general public could use the Pacific Cable for the very first time. 1914, Ford Motor Company announced that there would be a new daily minimum wage of $5 and an 8-hour workday. 1925, Mrs. Nellie Taylor Ross was sworn in as the governor of Wyoming. She was the first female governor in the U.S. 1933, in California, construction of the Golden Gate Bridge began. And in 1934, both the National and American Baseball Leagues decided to use a uniform-sized baseball. It was the first time in 33 years that both leagues used the same size ball. And that's what happened on your January the 5th on this day in history. 5 minutes until we do our drawing, and we see who wins that Tim Hortons gift card, 740-383-9944. Some of the trivia questions I have left are these. Which magical land behind a wardrobe was created by C.S. Lewis? Which magical land behind a wardrobe was created by C.S. Lewis? Can you tell me that one? Let's see who's on the phone now. Hi, we're on the air.
Chlorophyll.
Chlorophyll is the right answer. How are you today?
Marvelous. How are you?
I am great. How was your New Year?
Uneventful. I volunteered to watch the grandbaby so his parents could go out and party it up.
Oh, okay.
You know, when we get older, it's time for us old folks to relax, Nate. Take it easy and let the young pup show us how it's done.
Well, I was going to ask if you were partying it up on New Year's.
No, I was changing diapers.
Okay. Well, did you make it till midnight?
Oh, yeah, because the baby's cutting teeth, so he was screaming his head off.
Oh, boy. All right.
The neighbors were hooping and hollering. The dogs were barking, so...
So you did. Okay. Very good. Now, did you order anything special? Did you order a pizza, or did you do anything special for yourself?
Not really.
No? Okay. All right.
I never really saw the significance of New Year's.
Never really saw it? Yeah.
It's like just an excuse to tie one on.
Well, to tell you the truth, we didn't do anything special either. We watched a movie and watched the ball drop on the phone. That was about it.
I do like to have kraut and pork on New Year's Day, though.
Oh,
I don't think that brings good luck. I could eat that meal every day. I love kraut and pork.
Okay, so you kind of follow that tradition.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's all right. That's good. That's a good deal. On New Year's Day, like I said, we went down to Delaware and tried Son of Thurman down there, and that was pretty good eating down there. Had a big old hamburger.
I was gonna say they're pretty popular for their portions, aren't they?
Oh man, yeah, their portions and prices, they're both very popular for those.
I've never tried it, but I bet it's good.
It is good. Yeah, 1/3 pound hamburgers.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it was delicious, and I ordered my medium well, and unlike some places, they had it right on. I mean, it was medium well right to a T. Right on the money.
Hmm. Well, I'm going to mosey off here and let somebody else have a try.
All right, Sarah, good talking to you. Happy New Year to you. And you take care of yourself, okay?
You too.
All
Bye-bye.
Right, bye-bye. All righty, we've got some folks signed up for a chance to win today. 4:53, 2 minutes left until we do our drawing. If you'd like to slip in here and answer one, go right ahead. In the Jungle Book, who is the man cub's best friend? In dry weather, farmers use artificial methods to water the fields. What is the technique called? What did Marconi invent? What was he a pioneer of? What did Marconi invent? All plants can make sugar. What is the main energy source for this? And what did Daniel Gabriel Fahrenheit invent? 740-383-9944 is my telephone number. And so go ahead and give me a call, and we'll get you up on the air and get you signed up for this Tim Hortons gift card, which we're going to be giving away in 1 minute. The countdown is on. The official countdown clock of Offbeat News and Trivia is on, and we will soon see who our winner will be. Yes, indeed. We will soon see who our winner will be. Yes, indeed. A little rhyme there for you. Get a chance. Check out my website, radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com. I want to say thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Thanks to Rick and Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. All right, it's time to find out who our winner is. We're going to shuffle the names up here and see. Going to find out here. And let's see here. All right, appreciate everybody who phoned into the program today. And our winner for this January 5th, the first show of the new year, happens to be none other than, congratulations goes out to April. April, you are the winner of our Tim Hortons gift card. So we will get that in the mail to you. I want to say thank you to everybody that called today. Big thank you to Ernie. Big thank you to David. Big thank you to Sarah. Big thank you to Ralph. A big thank you to Bob. And a big thank you to Judy C. for calling in to the show. I appreciate the phone calls. If it wasn't for you, the show wouldn't go. And if the show wouldn't go, hey, I wouldn't be on the air. So I appreciate you being a part of the program. And we're here, of course, every Wednesday afternoon, 4:15 until 5 o'clock. We'll be here next week with another giveaway. And we'll find out, I'll try to figure out what we're going to give away next week. Food-related or a store? I don't know which one. I've been thinking about Little Caesars. Of course, they were in the news recently for putting their pizzas up from $5 to $5.55. So if I get a gift card to Little Caesars, maybe I'll make it for $6. So that way you'll be all covered if you go to Little Caesars. I don't know. Maybe I'll do that next week. Maybe I won't. We'll find out when the time comes. Right now, it's time for Ladies' Corner. You can find this recipe on my Facebook page by going to facebook.com/RadioNate. It's oven-baked chicken parmesan. Oven-baked chicken parmesan. Here is what you need: 6 small boneless skinless chicken breasts, 1 packet shake and bake chicken coating mix, 2 cups of Classico tomato and basil pasta sauce, 1 1/2 cups of Kraft shredded mozzarella cheese, 1/4 cup Kraft grated Parmesan cheese, and 1 teaspoon dried oregano leaves. Here's how to make it. Heat your oven to 400. Coat chicken with coating mix as directed on the package. Place in 13 by 9 inch pan sprayed with cooking spray. Bake 20 minutes or until chicken is done. Top with all the remaining ingredients. Bake 5 minutes or until pasta sauce is heated through and mozzarella is melted. You can find this recipe with a picture. Oh, the picture looks good. You can find it on Facebook by just going to facebook.com/RadioNate. Anytime you would like a hard copy of this, I would be happy to send it to you. Just let me know. Call me here at the station, 740-383-9999. Either during the program or right after I go off the air at 5 o'clock, just say, "Nate, I'd like that recipe," and I will send it through the mail. Or you can email me and let me know you'd like it too. RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. That's RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. Just let me know. Well, it's time for me to head on down the road to Waldo. And thank you so much for listening to the broadcast today. And we appreciate it. Looks like we got another caller coming in real quick here. Hi, we're on the air.
Nate, it's Pastor Craig. That's that recipe that I saw online. I'm coming to your house for dinner.
All right, coming over. I'll let you know when we're going to fix it.
Let me know. I'll be there.
All right, buddy.
See ya.
All right, see ya, Pastor Craig. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And Pastor Craig, you can catch his program every Sunday morning at 11 o'clock with Study His Word Radio right here on WWGH. Pastor Craig right there. And it's a good-looking recipe. You can check it out. Until next week, Nate Redmond here in Air Chair 1. Catch you later.